up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Time for another recap show talking Sleepy Hollow. The tunes are playing in the background, people. It is Monday, March 20th, after St. Patrick's weekend. We're going to be talking about Sleepy Hollow, The Way of the Gun. It aired Friday night on Fox. Lord and behold, it's just not me by myself. I know that a lot of y'all have been like, keep it up, Mike. You sound great by yourself. And then I've been emailing a ton of people back and saying, Amy McCracken's back this week. And everybody's like, awesome.
Yeah, I'm back. By the end of the recap, I might have news for everyone.
Okay. Well, did you get rid of all the vagina at your house?
I did. They are all gone, but I kept mine.
Okay, got it. Glad you kept it. Glad it's safe in a safe box, like Pandora's box. That's what your vagina's like, Pandora's. All right, let's talk about Sleepy Hollow. Did you just finish watching it? Because I saw your tweet.
Yes, I did. Just finished watching.
All right, so Sleepy Addicts, if you haven't started following them on Twitter, you should check them out. They got a Facebook page. I think it's called SleepyHollowAddicts.com. They watched it Friday night. I was really trying to watch it, Amy.
Yeah.
Live with them because I see that they'd live tweet during it, but I just couldn't get in front of the TV fast enough.
Yeah.
And
that's one of their priorities where they, you know, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Us, we just sit back and wait until we actually have time.
I was trying, but I was out. It was St. Patrick's Day, so I was out eating.
Exactly. I was in bed by 10.
Okay, there you go. So with all that vagina. Now they tweet us and they were like, oh my God. It's so good.
They did. And I was super excited for this episode.
And this episode blew balls.
This was the worst thing ever. I mean, you've seen it coming a mile away.
I just, you know, honestly, I didn't see Crane. Okay, hold on.
I did.
We see who she is at the end of the episode, but seeing the little sneaky girl going around the vault, and I'm like, wait a second. How is this chick? What is going on? How come nobody sees her? How come nobody's hearing her? And I get it. Maybe she's some super, whatever. And then the alarms trip off. Jenny fights her, which was pretty cool. I liked the Jenny fight. Let's see what else I liked. I like when Jenny popped out of the ceiling. That was funny. It wasn't cool. Mm-hmm. It was funny. In this episode, I realized that Jake and Alex are not cut up for this job at all.
Oh, you're just now realizing that?
No, but this one was definitely because, you know, the Scooby-Doo crew that you call them.
Yes.
I was like, hey, the world needs to be saved and you don't want. The one thing that I did like, I mean, literally my mouth dropped open. I was like, oh, my God. When Job snaps Alex's neck. I was like, yes, Job!
In that moment, you were like, oh, Amy's probably jumping up and down.
Oh, dude, I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is really going to set Jake. And then all of a sudden, and I'm like, oh, crap. It's a freaking dream flash, whatever. All that leading up to it. And then to find out that, of course, Dreyfus wants to shoot Agent Thomas to make her the Horseman of War.
Yeah.
And then the gun goes off.
And who didn't see Crane jumping to save her life?
You know, by this point, maybe if I was in a better mood, I would have caught it. But I was just like, there were so many times I was like dozing. I mean, it was really, for me, a boring episode. And I was mad because I was mad at Sleepy Addicts because they were like, oh, my God. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Don't be mad at our friends.
I am mad at them because they got my nipples all hard and everything else. I was like, maybe it's Alex. And then when Alex didn't get her neck snap, I was like, okay, maybe Sleepy Addicts is seeing something I don't see. And then in the end, Crane gets the bullet and he turned. And I was like, wait a second. He's catching on fire. Why is Agent Thomas not burning? Because she's holding his hand. this whole thing was just a hot mess for me.
No, I did like seeing I forget the little girl's name.
Molly.
I liked seeing Molly. I liked seeing her grown up. That was kind of cool. Crane becoming the Horseman of War. I mean, we knew that was happening from season one. So we were just a matter of time waiting for that. But yeah, this episode was...
Yeah.
Dude, I'm done.
I don't like Molly grown up. I really wanted her to stay... I mean, and she is. I mean, because now I'm wondering, are we going to see an older Molly meet a younger version Molly?
No, you can't do that. Hello, does anybody watch Back to the Future?
Oh, God, Jesus Christ. Well, and that's what I... Because I was really looking forward to the little girl because I thought she was going to bring some type of other kind of power, oracle thing, and just... And I know sleepy addicts are going to be like, what? You guys are...
Yeah, they're going to hate us like always.
I'm done. I'm done with this episode. Like I was going through it right now again, taking down my notes. I was like, crap.
Well, see, you're done with the episode. I think I might be done with the series.
No way. Am I going to be recapping the shows by myself from now on?
I'm not sure, Mike, but I'm kind of leaning to, do I have time to actually sit down and watch and talk bad about a TV show?
I think you should give it one more episode. Did you see the commercial?
No, I didn't see the commercials. You know, I don't get to see those.
Henry Parrish is in next week's episode because I guess Jenny and AJ Thomas, and they show him, and he's like, excuse me, did I interrupt anything? And then they tell him, oh, Crane's the horseman of, like, father like son. You know, so I think Harry Parrish, don't get me wrong, still like the series. I'm still a fan, unlike you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, and that's, to be honest with you, that's how I can tell I like a show, because if one episode I want to punch somebody and the next episode I'm jumping at the TV, I like shows like that that get me going, you know.
But it's just been... Like, ever since the last couple of
episodes. You haven't been liking him. And see, people that are listening to this, if Amy's like, oh, Mike, I'm busy. You can go ahead and do without me. That means she's she's fading out. She's fading out.
But I was busy.
She's fading out, y'all. She's fading out. I love how she's backtracking, but she just said like 2 minutes ago, I don't know if I can be on anymore.
Because you know I don't like to give up on things.
Yeah.
But like halfway into this, I was like reaching for my phone and I was like, no, I can't. We've got to finish watching. And then I'm like, oh my God, is this hour done yet?
Yeah, it just felt really all over the place. And, you know, the Jenny fight, like I'm telling you, in the beginning, I was like, oh, dope. Okay, cool. You know,
it would have been better if it was Jenny instead of Crane.
I think it would have been, No, I would have liked. I would have liked Agent Thomas to be shot.
Yeah, that would have been great too.
Just for the fact that, I mean, I'm a big fan of Agent Thomas. Anybody that knows me, I like her. I think that would have added having older Molly and Crane team up to save Mom. I think that would have been cooler. But I'm not. I do like the fact that Henry Parrish is coming in, and could he save his dad? Because Henry was once the Horseman of War also. So I think that's cool. That's why I'm like, next week's going to save me. You know, this week.
See, that's my whole thing. Okay, yeah, he's the Horseman of War. But hello, it's not going to stay that way. They're going to fix it. It's just like every time going to one of the shows that's been on air for 13 years and everybody's still raving about it.
Supernatural!
Dean and Sam die. Every time they die, you know they're going to come back. So like every time Crane, something happens to him, it's not going to be permanent. And that's what I'm really done with.
Oh, so you want them? So you want them to stay dead?
I mean, why go after him when we know what's going to happen, you know? Go after somebody else. All right.
So let's...
It could be, you know, they could stay that way or they could
go back. So, Amy McCracken of Variety Radio Online, are you officially saying, Mike, I am bowing out, you handle
no,
it?
No, I will give it one more episode.
Wow! Ah!
And then after that, we'll see.
Wow. All right. Okay, you heard it, people.
I'm waiting for the tweets because I know they're going to come in. But good thing I don't get notifications when I get tweets.
All right, so scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
You're going to be surprised about the number.
Okay.
Because I did like some of it.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with a 5.
A 5?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I did like some of it.
Okay. I'm trying to think if I liked any of it. I mean, I liked, like I said, Jenny, it was funny. It wasn't like, oh, Jenny's going. No, it was like when she popped out of the ceiling, I was like,
Because okay. I really want to see, like, I want to see who's Jenny's team's going to be. Like, is Jenny going to leave?
Right.
I mean, should she leave after that? I mean, freaking, what's his name just gave up?
Well, you know
everything.
What? And that's something, because I talked about in the last recap that you weren't there. That was a question that I had for you that you weren't on. I could ask you. Mm-hmm. How do you feel if Jenny were to leave and disappear from the series for right now because she's out adventuring? Would that bother you?
It kind of would.
Right. That's what I said. I'm not a happy camper if she leaves. And when I say not a happy camper, I'm not saying like, fuck, dog, sleepy hot. I'm not saying that. It's just I would be like, no, because I think she's – She can bring a lot to Molly. And see, that's why I like Molly being young, because I'm really looking forward. And maybe it still is going to happen, but I want them to teach and to mold Molly into what she's going to be. But it's obvious.
Dreyfus did it.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
And my whole thing is, if I wanted to watch characters come in and out, I'd watch, you know, a daytime soap opera.
So, Amy McCracken of the Variety Radio Online, are you officially bowing out?
No, not yet.
Okay. So, you gave this a five. I would
gave
have
it a five.
I give it a two.
Ah.
I was not happy with this episode. I was really bothered because it's been a while since I can't remember the last time I got sleepy. Who get it? Sleepy, Derry, Sleepy Hollow. This
like
one here.
Lie.
This
10
one.
10 o'clock in the morning, I'm watching it and falling asleep.
Yeah, dude. I was just like, and Sleepy Addicts, I blame you. Because I
still love you, Sleepy Addicts.
Because they got me excited. They got me really excited. And they look at the, you know, and that's what another thing that you and I talk about. I like the fact that everybody gets excited or gets pissed about different things. I think that's cool. You know, there's no right or wrong answer when it comes to watching a show, you know, so
to each their own.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've really liked the majority of all the episodes of Sleepy Hollow. I know that you haven't. I can't remember the last time I actually felt this negative towards an episode. So that's pretty good out of all the episodes, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
It's just there's been episodes like this episode. There's stuff I liked, and then there's stuff that I'm like, okay, can we, you know, get something a little bit better in there?
Yeah.
But it's not – especially this season, I have not had an episode that I can recall where I'm like, oh, my God, this was the best episode ever. Even last week's episode, where I know I tweeted that I really enjoyed that episode because I did enjoy that episode, but it wasn't one that's going to be like, oh, my God. I was still going to rip it apart because there's still some stuff in that episode that I was like, oh, my God.
See, seriously. I really enjoyed last week's episode. I really enjoyed that one. Like, and that's another thing. Like, coming from that to this, I was like, what? Like another thing that's really bothering me, and I don't know about the sleepy heads out there and yourself, I'm tired of the dragging of Alex trying to tell Jake she likes him. Like, it's annoying.
God, yes.
You know, it's like, okay, I thought this was going to be the opportunity, and no. So it's like, I'm not, like, just tell him already.
No, this is
see
what's
going
to happen. They're both going to come to the realization that they can't have these feelings for each other, because what if something happens to the other one, and then the other one's just going to spill its guts and tell all the damn secrets?
They're not that developed yet. I don't think they're that smart. When
hello,
it comes...
So nothing would happen to her. He spilled everything.
What?
Or did I fall asleep in that episode?
I think you fell asleep in that episode. No.
Did he not tell Dreyfus everything?
No. Oh, you mean like when Dreyfus was... No, he just told him about a book.
Well, see, there's everything. He told him about a book.
No, I know. And that's the thing. I know some sleepyheads out there are going to be like, he loves her. That's why. I get all that. But, and I know that he's new to the team, but I don't know. It's just... Like, in my world, being a fan of the show, like, I ain't got time for people that aren't going to catch on quick. We're like, we got to save the world.
But see, I don't think this series needs to bring in love, like a true romance where things happen.
I don't think they're going to have a romance.
That Joe and Jenny did great because they knew that the job came before their romance.
Right. No, I could tolerate that. I was fine with that. I mean, I didn't like Joe because I thought he was a distraction to Jenny. I need my Jenny focused. And he definitely, when he got her that new trailer, I was pissed. I was like, hello, did she ask for a new ride? No, she didn't, Joe. But
well,
that's a whole different thing.
We're not going to go there.
Let's not go a different thing. Yeah. So I give the episode a two. You give it a five. Sleepy Addicts. I'm curious to find out. I know once they listen to us, they're going to be like, what the hell?
They're
going to
hate us.
They're going to hate me.
But because I gave it a five. You gave it a two. You said you hated this episode.
I was not a fan.
There's some things I liked and some things I hated. So
I
went in the middle.
The only thing I liked is when Job snaps Alex's neck. That's the only thing I liked. Really. Yeah. Because he, like I said, the fight was cool And but I was already annoyed because I was like, how is this girl sneaking around the vault without them seeing it? Now, maybe it's because it's Molly. I get all that, but it just felt not, you know, it's like you look at a present that you get and you're like, who wrapped this? Like, this is not even, you could, this is the
And then you open it up and you realize you have the same Barbie.
I'm not going there. That's something that, that's your old childhood. That's a whole different thing. All right, so 2-5. Sleepy Addicts and everybody else curious to know, wherever you're listening to this, let us leave a comment. I'm curious to see what Twilight Chick says, because she's always leaving comments. I'm curious to see if she really liked this or not. We'll see what happens. I keep forgetting I want to read. I want to read some of her stuff when she.
I feel like you just like threw up a wall and been like, okay, we're on this side and they're on that side, and we're gonna battle it out.
No, I'm curious to see. Like, am I smoking crack? Am I losing?
Well,
everybody's
gonna think you're smoking crack. It's, they think I do each week. So
no, you do smoke crack each week, and you drink moonshine. That's where you're from.
Okay.
Okay. So all right. So Amy, if people want to find you, I was gonna say stalk or yell at you or bully you or whatever.
you just want to be nice because you know it's coming.
Yeah. Variety Radio Online. That's her spot. That's her thing. Yes. If you search that, you'll find the YouTube, the Tumblr, everything.
Google us. Yeah. We're all there.
The VRO.com. That is her blog. If you go there, then on the top, you'll see where a little section where it says staff. Amy McCracken, right there. Amy McCracken.
First slot, because I'm the founder.
She is right there on the top, so you can yell at her first. Is she? I mean, but it's obvious that Amy liked it better than I did, which is a first.
But they're still going to yell at me.
Probably so, because you're always ragging on it.
They don't like me very much.
And for me, if you want to check out the blog, iwatchmike.com, that's my blog. My Snapchat's on there. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. You know, I watch Mike on Facebook. Everything's on the blog, so check that out. If you want to go to iTunes, if you still love us, you can go to iTunes and search Talking Sleepy Hollow. We're there. On the blog, on my blog, and on Amy's blog, the podcasts are there as well, so if you want to do that. If you don't want to do any of that, audioboom.com/channel/ I Watch Mike is mine, and then / Variety Radio Online is Amy's. You can go there and subscribe and leave comments and all that good stuff. Shout out to Twilight Chick. She's always leaving comments. I'm really curious to see what she's going to say about this episode. And Sleepy Addicts. Are we smoking
don't
crack?
Hate us too much.
Yeah, are we smoking crack? Or I mean, I can
still love you.
I can see where the ending was like, oh, I'm excited because what's going to happen to Crane? But I just didn't.
Yeah, that's what I think they were more excited about, what was going to happen. But we all know that's going to happen. He's not going to stay.
You know,
stay that way.
I think if I would have enjoyed, because I think I even looked at the timer, I was like, holy crap, 55 minutes, and I haven't been happy with any of this. And then to see that, if I would have been happy, like taking on a cool ride for me, for my taste, uh-huh. I think that ending, I would have been like, oh, damn. And then to see Henry Parrish, I'm like, oh, yeah, father, son. I think I'd have been that excited.
Yeah.
But
if he does stay that way, I'm going to be very surprised.
We'll see. I don't know. I think next week's going to be way better than this week. And if not, you'll be gone.
Well, we'll see.
You're going to be gone. I can tell.
Somebody's got to have your back.
Yeah, you're going to be gone. All right, so that's it for us. We'll be back next week. Don't forget, Friday nights, new Sleepy Hollow on Fox. And then Monday we'll talk. And the real question will be, is Amy going to stay or is she going to go?
Who knows?
We'll see what happens. All right, have a good week. Talk to y'all later. Say goodbye, Amy.
Bye.